You mentioned Jimmy Lunsford. He was one of my favorite people, and especially as a band leader. And I had a lot of fun in the band. I was playing in his band when he died. And he was a very dignified man, very well educated, and he was very concerned about the image of black musicians and blacks in general. Mm-hmm. I mean, any problems that came up and were heaped on us as a group, he was aware of, and if he'd see something like that developing within the band, guys drinking too much or something, he had some remedies for it, you know. Like, we'd be playing a dance, and we had a couple guys who were real alcoholics, man. This would be like child's play. And by the time we get through halfway through the dance, guys would be like this, you know. And Jimmy would sidle over to one of the guys while we're playing and say, "This one is on you," you know. And nobody knew what he was talking about. And maybe a month after that or later, Jimmy would say, "After we finish tonight, we're going to go to a restaurant and have a party, you know. We'll eat, and this is, you know, won't cost you anything." And we'd go to some restaurant, and we'd be sitting there, and the guys would be saying, "Geez, it's so nice of Jimmy to do this." And they're saying, "Thank you, Jimmy," you know. So he said, "Don't thank me, thank so-and-so." And he points out the guys who had been drunk. He docked them a nice pay, you know. And they took the money and used it to pay for the good time, you know.